This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
All right, I'm ready.
Ready to go. Roll. Let's do it.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 156 for Monday, June 7th, 2021.
This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about, as always, the beer we're drinking. We're also going to talk about sours.
And then we'll talk about some crazy news, including a sexy interview, the feline battery, the bodybuilder is back, a serial pooper, a face tattoo, and a spiteful lottery winner.
Well, it's going to be a great fucking episode this week.
I sure hope so. It better.
I mean, if not, then, you know.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. You know, you can't win them all. Monday. Can't win them all. Oh, man, 2 weeks in a row, Robert. This is very exciting. This might be the first time in 2021 that we managed to record. I think maybe we did it once or twice other than that. All kidding aside. But, you know, we're here. You're in Springfield.
Somewhere.
We don't know what state. We just know it's Springfield.
Right. Springfield. Yes, I am in Springfield. I got my Simpsons background. And they never really do tell you what state it is, I guess, because there's many Springfields. I don't know.
Well, that's part of the whole joke of the whole Springfield thing, because they've teased it on the show before where they don't really let you know what state or if it is a specific state, but nonetheless. So
now, do you watch The Simpsons regularly?
Not regularly, in the early years when I was younger, I watched it all the time. Yeah. Now not as much, but I mean, I feel like every so often I do catch it. It's still really funny, and so I don't think about it for whatever reason.
It's on at a weird time. I think if you have kids, it's kind of I don't even know what time it's on. 7:30, I guess, with Hulu and all that shit, it doesn't really matter. But
isn't it on it's on?
It's still Fox, I think.
No, but somebody bought the rights. Is it Disney Plus has the rights to?
Be that might be why. I feel like it used to be back in the day, it was always on and you'd have times to sit down and watch it.
Well, yeah, it was like, what, it's 8 o'clock on a Sunday, I think, is when they played them.
That's what it was. A little bit of Two Bobs trivia for those out there, that when I was in, I'm trying to remember when it was. I think it was in high school. I worked at a place and the owner's name was Robert, so I didn't go by Robert. So they decided to rename me as you know, luck would have it when you're 16 years old. So I actually went by one of the people that works there, and I'm still in touch with him now. And this goes back, 30 years, I think. He actually called me Bart. He says, you know what? You remind me of the kid from the Simpsons TV show, so we're just going to call you Bart. So that's what they did. They called me Bart and did that for 2 years while I worked there.
Well, that's a great story.
It is?
I'm going to start calling you Bart now. Thank you for that.
Now you're going to reach through the phone and choke me, are you? Like Homer.
No.
Sometimes
you're safe.
Want to.
You're safe.
Everybody
you're
does. Safe. Get in line.
No, no. That's all right. All right. So.
Ready to talk about beer?
I am ready to talk about beer. Let's get right into it.
Hey, Martin!
That was very quiet again.
My thing's been turned on. Now, I saw you looking. Were you looking at the can, or were you looking? There was something weird about what you were doing there, and I was there like a bug in your drink? What was going on?
No, I was looking at the can.
Just looking at the can? Huh?
Looking for information about my drink.
In case there wasn't anything on the website.
Well, there's not much on their website. They're not a very descriptive brewery.
There we go.
But nonetheless, I got plenty right here.
Okay.
I'll be able to drink. I'll be able to talk about this beer.
Yeah.
And this week, Robert, you know, well, I know we're supposed to be talking about sours because it's in the lineup,
right?
And I'm having a sour. Well, you know what? I'll go through the beer and then we'll talk.
Then we'll
go
talk
through
your beer.
Then we'll talk about sours.
I got a bone
problem.
To pick.
Okay, not a problem. So this week I'm going back to Holmes Brewery in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So funny story.
Yeah.
Hopefully nobody from work is listening to this.
No, of course not.
Well, Scott probably is, but he was there. So I feel like...
you can't throw him under the bus.
Why not?
He just did. Do I have to beat this out?
Yeah. last Friday, we may or may not Saturday. Have made a quick day trip to Ann Arbor to get beer at Holmes Brewery, and I may or may not have picked up a bunch of these particular ones that I'm drinking right now. It can neither be confirmed nor can it be denied that that happened.
Fake news.
But anyway.
You are fake news.
This week, I have a sour double IPA.
What?
It's their Sinisher sour double IPA raspberry, blueberry, and lemon from Holmes Brewery. And it's just like I said, it's a sour heavily fruited double IPA. It's brewed with milk sugar, dry hopped with Way Mia, Motueka, and Pacific Gem. I assuming those are hops. Heavily fruited with raspberry, blueberry, lemon, and aged on vanilla bean. So it's a double IPA that is sour and has a bunch of fruity flavors. And I drank some already. I'm going to drink some more right now so I can give you my honest appraisal.
I'm going to hear this.
And by the way,
it's red. It's like
it's purple. Slurpee. It's purple. And it is delicious. By the way,
I don't believe you.
I rated a 4.75 on Untappd, Robert. I almost went with a 5, but then you give me shit about it. No, it's not quite a 5. But it is certainly worthy of 4.75. It's a really, really good sour. I wouldn't call it even a sour. It's very tart, and I think a lot of the tartness comes from the fruit that's in it. You know, that raspberry, blueberry, lemon. They're all tart flavors.
Yeah,
and it certainly shines through. You get all of those flavors in there. I don't feel it's being too hoppy, but you get a little bit of the hops in there. It's a really good sour. I like you said, I can't really call it a beer very much, but nonetheless, it's a really good drink from Holmes Brewery. And I have had them one other time in the show, and that was a couple weeks ago, episode 153, Marilyn Monroe's Ghost. I had a Bakken from Holmes.
I remember that.
Another good one, and this is no exception. They're a really good brewery, and they do a great job with different flavors. I did have a bona fide IPA from them recently that was actually, you know, pretty good. It was enjoyable.
So the problem is, and you let it slip a little bit at the beginning, we were going to be talking about sours. And I'm glad
you can cut that out. I mean, you edit the show.
True.
Do whatever you want.
I only leave things in to make me look good.
I usually don't hear shit until Monday morning, just like everyone else. Like, I don't get a sneak. Hardly do I get a sneak peek of the two Bobs episodes.
Well, you used to, but you were always so busy, you never really listened to them. But
sometimes.
So it's two things. It's like the TV shows when the people come, they do the edits, or the movies even. They'll come out, they'll do their parts, and they'll go back, and they don't really know what happens. I know that happened with the movie It, that the kids did all their scenes, and they put it all together and said, wow, that was really scary. But they didn't really, in some cases, they didn't really feel that throughout there. But I know in certain cases with actual Pennywise that they were scared of him. But the same kind of thing with this. You don't really know what's going to happen until the show actually comes out. You were here the whole time.
That's true.
But I might change things around a little bit. But back to the sours. You didn't give me crap. You put on such a big show about how good these were. You sent me the picture of your entire truck bed full of these beers. I know they weren't all yours. They were yours and your buddies but it was a lot. And then Holly is constantly sending me. She's a listener of the show. She's constantly tagging me in Untappd and telling me about these sours. And I had somebody else that told me, yep, sours are really good. And I figured I had to try it. Like, I was missing out on something. So I went down to the local place that has a whole bunch of different beers. And I said, I need help. And the guy says, oh, well, I really like sours. I like stouts and sours. And I went, great. So, and I'm an IPA person. But I love stouts. I have a stout here tonight. So I thought, okay, well, this is good. So I've got you buying, you know, maybe $100 worth of it would look like anyway, because they can be expensive. And I had this other guy, and I had Holly, and I don't really trust her, but I had everybody else telling me that these were good. And I bought a four pack, and I bought four different ones, and I got all the ones that he recommended. And I think one out of the three was good. And I had to kind of rate it. You know, I usually try to rate a four is something that I would buy again. 3.5, 3.75, I would drink it again. 4, I would buy again. And I think one only really got to that 3.75. I maybe felt like I needed to rate one of them higher than I did. And then I went back and changed it when I couldn't finish it. I don't know what it was. I don't know if something wrong with me or maybe just the four that I picked. I just didn't do a good job of it. But I don't know. I couldn't get into them. I wanted to. And again, I think there was one, even Melissa, she tried them and there was one that she liked. And it's okay, well, we like the same one. And the other ones were just a little bit too much. Then we pulled out the I think it was the beer that I had last week, was the orange and vanilla caramel macchiato stout from Old Busthead. And we sat there and drank one or two of those and that was it. So that kind of recovered from it. But I was disappointed that I didn't like them as much. And then you rate another one a 4.75. And I don't know what to do. I don't know whether to try it again or just forget about it. And I'm probably going to do that. But maybe if somebody has some, I'll try them. But well, I'm bummed.
Well, so this is the thing. So I have had sours in the past and I've never liked them. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I had 20 sours in my history of drinking beer, I've probably liked zero of them. Until I did get these ones from Holmes, I don't know. They're different. They're not overly sour. I don't feel like I'm just like sucking on a lemon drop. Yeah. They're very flavorful. They're tart. They're not overly sour though. And that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, it's a good flavor. And I don't know if it's just the way they make them, if they're just really good at making these, and they're kind of one of a kind type of things. I don't know, because again, I've had, even while I've been drinking some of these ones, I did have a couple sours that were in my fridge that had been given to me or whatever.
Yeah.
And I cracked open one of those and it sucked ass. So like, I think it's just, you just got to find the right ones. Because again, if I have 50 sours sitting in front of me, I'll probably only like a couple of them, but the ones that I do like will probably come from Holmes. I just, I don't know.
Well, I think one of the ones that we did enjoy was like you said, it had the kind of the mix, the flavors. I don't know. And even reading through Untappd, like I would open it and I'd pour it and I'd read through the ratings on Untappd and be 4.75, 5, the best thing ever. This is great. And you go, rating after rating after rating, and they were all so high. And then I drink it and go, So I the ones that I had were very highly rated because I looked at that and I listened to what the guy told me and I believe that they probably are good. It just, maybe it's just, and I like IPAs. I like IPAs that, grip you by the throat and have a strong taste to them. I love the fruity IPAs. I think my second beer I have is a fruity IPA. I love that, but I just couldn't make it happen. So maybe I'll try again one more time just to see what happens. And I don't know. We'll see. Enough of that tangent, I think. But that was my experience with them.
And by the way, so I did say I rated them 4.75. This particular beer, with 192 ratings, is rated 4.39. So it's not. Yeah. So kind of same thing. I'm going through and I'm seeing 4.5. I'm not seeing really any fives, but 4.5, 4.5, 4.75, 4.5, 4.25, 4.25, 5. There is a 5 right there.
Yeah.
Four. So
that's people 4.5. Really taking the 5 and being very careful with what they rate a 5.
Yeah.
So that's, that's on par with what I saw. But you liked it. So who knows? Maybe it was and I tried different breweries, different styles. And I just, like I said, one of them was pretty good. But anyhow, I'm going to tell you about my beer.
Next time you're in Ann Arbor, Michigan, stop at Holmes.
I should. The way I've been dreaming lately, I'm sure I'll be in Ann Arbor one of these days. I've been dreaming a lot of weird shit. Sometimes I remember it. Sometimes I don't, but it's
nice.
It's just really bizarre stuff. But okay. Anyhow, so I'm going to drink something. And I thought for sure I had had one of these, not this particular beer, but something from this brewery on one of the episodes. And I did a search and I didn't see it. So maybe I haven't, but I'm happy to talk about it. But I've got a Brothers Craft Brewing. It's called The Great Debate, Rob, and it is a chocolate milk stout.
Oh.
So the website will tell us that what we learned from The Great Debate of 1920 is that the universe is vast and has more depth than we previously knew. Inspired by that, we sought to brew a big, bold, layered stout that is truly out of this world. In an effort to never be complacent with what is known, we took our there's a lot of typos in here. We took our base milk stout to another level with the addition of cacao nibs, which are always a welcome sight.
Gotta love cacao.
This jet black beer offers notes of chocolate and roast with a rich, creamy body, makes it even more of a joy to drink. No matter which side of the debate you're on, the great debate is a beer we can all come together for. And I would show it to you that it's black, but the virtual background screws everything up. Maybe you'll catch a glimpse of it.
All I see is Homer's couch.
Every time I put it in there, but me, Jake. Smell some chocolate.
Smell any vagina.
It's good. There's definitely chocolate in there. And then you get the punch of the stout. It almost tastes like it's an imperial. It's got a bit of a bite to it, but not overwhelming. So I like it. I rated it at 3 3/4. I wish it probably had a little bit more of the milk in there. Thinking more of some of the lactose, and I don't even remember reading anything about lactose in there, but it's solid. And I probably, if I saw it again, I would definitely drink it. I wouldn't, hit the 4 where I would go out of my way to grab it if I saw a 4-pack of it. If I were some in a cooler over at somebody's house, then I would definitely drink it. But for me, it doesn't really fit the go back and buy more of it. And I looked at the other ratings on Untappd, and they were 3.93. So my 3 3/4 was pretty much on par with whatever the other people say. And I'm always concerned about that I'll rate just like those sours. And not that it matters any, but I'm always curious to see how close my rating was to the others. And I was pretty much on par with what everybody else said as well. So.
We never want to see that you're just like way off base, right? Like, I mean, it's
it's all right. Yeah, that's the thing too. If I find something that I really like, and I'm like, oh, this is probably 4.5, 4 3/4, that 5 range, and I look in there and I see everybody's just 3.5. Like, oh, wait a minute, maybe it's not so good. So it is kind of nice to see that I'm on track with everybody else. So not overly harsh, not overly. Glowing all my recommendations on these sometimes.
Correct.
You ready for crazy? We got a lot of weird shit in here today, which is good.
We do have some weird shit, and we should get right into it.
All righty.
All right.
Where's our first one take us?
I don't know. If my... And hold on, let me switch. Oh, here we are. Here we are. First one's taking us to the Danish land. To Copenhagen. We're going to Copenhagen.
Can you say Danish right about now?
Danish. So anyway, this is
this one's all over the place too.
It really is. And there's so many pop ups. There's so many things flying in. Hold on, let me switch. Let me switch to reader mode here. God, fucking Denmark, I swear. All right, here we are. No,
it's the New York Post, Rob. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but it does, because we don't want to know who made the story. We want to know who, where it happened. And this is going to take us to Denmark. Danish. Where Danish journalist says sex during interview for a segment on Swingers Club. A radio reporter went all the way to get, no pun intended, to get a scoop on a swingers club near Copenhagen where she had sex with a man she was interviewing. Huh. Louise Fisher, 26, can be heard moaning during the on-the-record intercourse part of a 2-minute segment that aired on Radio 4 in Denmark. That's all it took. I don't have a boyfriend. That definitely made it a lot easier. Fisher told the German publication Bild, according to a translation by the Daily Mail. My mother just thinks it's funny and laughs. My father thought it was really cool. What the fuck is wrong with her parents? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Mom and dad.
Well, I mean, I guess figure she's 26.
Well, they do things differently in Denmark, I guess, right?
Yeah.
The X-rated segment focused on the reopening of a swingers club named Swingland in Isoj. our ISHOJ after the lifting of COVID-19 restrictions, and Fisher discussed the reactions to her unorthodox interview style. Most of them were very positive. They thought it was brave and cool, she reportedly said. Others think that I've crossed the line in journalism. A Thursday tweet from Radio 4 linked the segment, warning, it got hot and wet for both our reporter and the guest, the tweet stated. At one point during the segment, full of sounds of body slapping, the journalist asked the man she is having sex with if he can tell her what he's seeing, and he responds, a delicious woman, the English language Copenhagen Post reported, or Copenhagen, it hadn't been the plan ahead of the report to participate in the club, report said. Tina Kragelund, Radio 4's head of news, told BT that the station approved of the move. I feel like
they got all people talking about it.
Feel like I just think it's cool when the reporters try to make the stories in a different way, she said. Oh boy. And yeah, there it is. So we have Louise. She looks good. I feel like she looks really good in the first picture, but then it just starts kind of going downhill after that. Why does every picture look worse than the one before it?
Now, the first picture, is that the one all the way at the top under the with the little video of it, or she's standing in the water? That's not the first one you're talking about. The one she got the red on.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she's an attractive woman. Yeah, it's funny. So yeah, I don't know how all this transpired. They don't really go into the details of it. Probably
if you listen to the video, is the audio there?
I did hear one part of it because I thought about pulling the audio for it, and I think it is in that video.
Yeah, I gotta listen real quick.
So yeah, I listen to it here.
I want to hear body slapping.
Yeah. See, it has a clip of it, and then it goes into some weird stuff. It's like one of those YouTube shows that lures you in a little bit and then it turns into something else. So there isn't really audio of it. It's kind of lame. So maybe
that's stupid. I wanted to hear it.
I'm sure you could find it. I bet you if you Google her name, you'll find plenty more where that came from.
Yeah. Louise Fisher. Let's see here. Yeah. Louise Fisher.
She has an Instagram.
Denmark.
And then there's a lot of stories about it. Let's see. Like I said, it's everywhere.
Who is Louise Fisher?
I'm confused, Alexis. Alexis is too busy sharing my internet with the people walking out on the sidewalk.
Well, let's see if this is it.
Alexa, where is Ishaj, Denmark?
Here's something I found on reference.com. Denmark is located near other Nordic countries in Northern Europe, sharing borders with Sweden and Norway. The capital city of Copenhagen is located at approximately 55 degrees north and 12 degrees east.
That's what I was thinking.
Hold on, sorry. Oh, here it is. Oh, boy. Oh.
Is she getting randy?
Let me send you this one. Here, go there. And then there's a... I think it is actually from Twitter. Oh, it is. It is actually it's from Radio 4's Twitter, but the tweet's right on there. And fast forward to about a minute and a half in. It's not in English, so go right to about a minute and a half.
All right. Well, as luck would have it, Rob found the audio, so we'll see what we can hear here.
You're welcome.
Yes, det er simpelthen op til dig.
Ja.
Hvad du har lyst til.
Hvad du har tænkt dig at godt kunne prøve.
Right.
Hvordan er det at være tilbage i en svingerklub?
Det er noget, der har været i mange måneder. År, han er sagt.
Hvorfor det?
Fordi det er jo gode venner og fed sex.
Oh boy.
There we go.
That is some slap.
Oh boy.
Well, shit, we'll put the link in the show notes. Should you find that that's something you need to dive further into, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, no pun intended there.
Dive on in. Bring a wetsuit.
And a towel.
Oh, man. Well, the next one, as if we didn't need to go over to Florida, but we're going to. Where an ex-con accused of using a cat to assault a 73-year-old Florida man. 56-year-old ex-con was arrested Monday after striking her 73-year-old male pal with a cat following an argument, police in Largo, Florida, charge. Oh, man, Wendy Heard threw the pair's cat on the victim's face, causing the cat to scratch him, according to an arrest affidavit filed in Pinellas County. That's where they always were on cops. So that's where all the good stuff happens.
In Florida. It's the Florida of Florida.
Yep. Alexa, where is Pinellas County, Florida?
Pinellas County is located in Florida in the United States.
Thank you.
Huh, fair enough. I'm never that's going great. There, though.
Heard is also accused of hitting the alleged victim directly on the left side of his face.
Oh.
Didn't say with what. Cops said the victim had visible injuries on his right knee and his foot. According to a report, Heard declined to speak after being read her rights. There was also an unspecified indication of drugs and alcohol in use at the time of the alleged incident, which occurred around midnight. No weapons were seized. Smoking Gun reports Heard, whose rap sheet includes battery and prostitution, spent 5 years in prison following a 2005 conviction for battering a police officer, but not with a cat. She had previously done a 1-year stretch for fleeing police custody. That's pretty wild.
Where the fuck did Mr. Cockynuts go?
Mr. Cockynuts. Uh-oh.
Did he get tossed out when you clean your basement?
You better not.
Is he gone? Where? Did he flee?
Where is he? What's his name?
Mr. Cockynuts.
Mr. Cockynuts? Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Where? It's only a matter of time.
Couldn't have gone that far.
I'm going to call this one Cat Lady and save it.
Well.
Oh, well, he's gone. He ran away.
Well, at least Pull My Finger POTUS and the Wampa are still here and the Screaming Goat.
Yep.
Seriously? That
it is bullshit. These kids aren't supposed to touch my stuff.
Oh, man. Oh,
son of a bitch. All right, where are we going? What do we got here?
I think we're still going to...
Oh, this guy.
Copenhagen, Denmark.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
This fucking guy. Yeah, this guy is interesting. Don't ever look at his Instagram. It will scar you.
We talked about him before, didn't we?
I had to bleach my eyes. We did. We talked about him episode 147, Pancake Battery, where a bodybuilder in thruple with sex dolls says he will only date a human if they are into sex dolls as well. Fair enough, right? You need to have things in common with the people that you're with. And that's an interesting thing to have in common with them. But, I mean, that's right, Bob Ross. Where the fuck is fucking Cockynuts here?
They should really take care of him.
I do. I leave him be, and the kids are always touching him. Damn it. These fucking kids. They're going to get it. He was just here last week because he made it onto the show. Oh, hey, George. All right. A bodybuilder who is in a thruple with sex dolls. Naturally, says he's open to dating humans, but only if they are into sex dolls as well. Yuri Tolochko has been living a drama-fueled life during the lockdown, having married a sex doll and divorced her, cheated on a partner of the plastic variety while she was being repaired, and now forming a thruple with two new dolls, one of whom is his massive chicken, the top part being a woman. Oh boy, the bottom is a chicken.
Maybe that's where Mr. Cockynuts is.
Yeah, well, that takes Mr. Cockynuts to a whole new level.
Where the fuck is he?
Right. But now Tolochko, who hails from Kazakhstan, has revealed if he would ever date a human. As per the bodybuilder, he is open to dating real people, but the condition is that his partner needs to be into sex dolls as well. Tolochko laid out his condition while discussing his love life with on FUBAR Radio's The Dating Show, hosted by Pete Wicks and First Date star CeCe Coleman. I was in a real relationship in the past, about 7 years, said Tolochko. It's interesting and important for me, and in the future, maybe I will have a real person. But it's important that he or she likes my dolls, too. Tolochko also revealed that since he is pansexual, he is also planning to bring a male sex doll, why not, into his life. I want to have a male doll in the future, and I want to do a wedding of a male doll and Luna. And at the same time, I want to do the ceremony of life and freedom with me. He said, talking about his plans for marriage, it's similar to wedding, but not wedding. Because you can't legally marry a fucking doll.
Well, I will tell you, in looking at his Instagram, I wanted to see if he had a picture. I was going to say chicken at the same time. A picture of this chicken doll. But there's a video of him on a video podcast talking to people, and they're all shirtless. I can only hope that they're wearing pants, and they're all talking to him about his doll and you know, having him flash it and all this stuff. But none of these guys have shirts on, Rob. It's kind of disgusting.
It looks like
they're from the DC area, because one's got a Washington football team hat and the other has a Washington Capitals banner. So maybe these guys are local to me.
I'm gonna go on a limb and say that they are not wearing pants.
Okay, well, I don't want to hear about your limb about these pantsless guys. But in most of his pictures, he's not wearing pants either. So, he's not wearing a shirt anyway. You don't really. Thankfully, you don't see him. I would. I'm not going to scroll anymore because it might change, and I don't want that.
Well, this is fun.
So he's still weird.
Still just as weird.
Well, we're going to go over to Ohio. It's my turn, right?
I think so. Yes, since it is your turn.
We're done.
I talked about the guy that was into dolls, not in a sexual way, of course.
Right, of course. So why wouldn't you? But we're going to go to Ohio, and I know you're fans of the Ohioans. Where it tells us about Trump man who was busted for a serial pooping spree. 70-year-old Ohio man was told, who told cops he was a Trump man, confessed to repeatedly urinating and defecating in front of a neighbor's home because the residents are Democrats and support Joe Biden, according to the police report. Jerry Dietrich, the accused septuagenarian, we've had a septuagenarian on the show before, a serial pooper, was cited Sunday for littering after the homeowner caught him in the act around 3:15 a.m. in Greenville.
How do the listeners not 70 yet?
She's not, thankfully. Investigators said that Matthew Guyette called 911 after spotting a man squatting down and relieving himself near a privet hedge outside the home. Guyette, 59, shares with his husband. Upon confronting by Guyette, the suspect got up and walked away from the property. Based on a description provided by Guyette, police subsequently identified Dietrich, a retired high school teacher, as a suspect in the pre-dawn pooping. He lives a couple blocks from them, so it's not like he just walked next door to his neighbors. He found their house several blocks away from where he lived and decided to crap in their yard. During police questioning, Dietrich reportedly admitting to urinating in the yard and also copped to previously defecating on the victim's property multiple times. Cops say he admitted to targeting the home because Guyette and his spouse are Democrats and support Joe Biden, the only one in the entire neighborhood, apparently. While he is a Trump man, a patrolman noticed that his statement leads me to believe this incident wasn't an accident. It's politically motivated.
Nope.
Cited for littering, Dietrich is scheduled to be arraigned June 8th. Oh, that's close.
Taking a shit is not littering.
Well, that's what they're considering it in Ohio. So the day after this episode airs, he will be arraigned on the misdemeanor count. In a Facebook post following his bust, Guyette wrote of an eventful early morning and the apprehension of the man who's been shitting in our front yard for the past 10 years. The pooper noted would leave behind 3 or 4 crumpled up restaurant napkins he used to clean himself. That was my clue that I had a visitor. And it wasn't just a dog. The dogs don't carry around napkins to wipe themselves.
Visitor. He left a visitor behind.
I love to visit her. So we've had similar stories of this in the past. Remember the lady that was out jogging and she would just randomly poop in people's yards?
The guy that was pooping all over the park.
Yeah. Yeah, leave your house because it's not comfortable to poop in your own house. Now I think the other one, I think there was another one where he would go to the local 7-Eleven and because no, that was for something. He was not going number two, he was going number three there. But he would go to the 7-Eleven and because he didn't want people to be catching him doing his other business.
And most of it takes place in Florida.
This was Ohio, which is the Florida of Ohio. I mean,
it's the Florida of Ohio for sure. Yeah. It's the Ohio.
It's weird. It's a weird thing. And maybe you don't have to, but I have to wonder what's going on in these people's minds when they do this stuff. People are just, I don't know. There's no real explanation for it. Maybe that's a good thing that I can't explain it.
I can't
justify it.
No, because neither you or I think would go shit in front of someone's house. Even if it's, you know, politically motivated or not, I feel like neither of us would just do that, right? I mean,
now you said I think a second ago, was that I think for you or I think for me? You said neither of us would do what I think, and was that I think for you?
Well, I mean, like I can't. I would not do it, but I can't. Okay. I don't want to vouch for you. I don't want to.
You can't say for sure. After 5 years of doing this, you don't know me that well. I mean, we've never been in the same room. Although Melissa said we got to go to Chicago, and she goes, "Well, you might as well at least just go to Vegas." I mean, is it me or is he or is he yelling? Have you gone deaf? I just got a note from your wife. She's wondering why you're shouting. Probably trying to get a word in.
Mind your own business. There we go. Anyways,
I won't let him speak. He is losing patience. Okay.
All right. Let's see here. We're going to the smoking gun.
Yep.
Enough about defecation. This story does not have any poop in it. So
no, thankfully.
Yeah, this is going to take us to Illinois. So a little bit west of Ohio, where we were before, where an Illinois inmate, 45, might want to invest in a headband before his trial. And the reason being is because his headband on his forehead, he has a tattoo that has the words "fuck you" written right on his forehead. Perhaps one of those NBA headbands would be in order for when Angel, wow, Schettini appears today in an Illinois courtroom. The 45-year-old Schettini, who is also known as Ali, why is he Angel Schettini? Also known as, which seems to be more of a fitting name, Alejandro Lopez. that's his stage name. Yeah, is being held on a $5,000 bond in connection with his arrest for burglary, theft, and possession of burglary tools. Schettini / Alejandro Lopez is locked up in the DuPage County Jail in Wheaton, a Chicago suburb. As seen in the above mugshot, Schettini, Angel Schettini, Alejandro Lopez, his forehead greets all with the message, "fuck you." Prior mugshots show that this ink has been in place for at least 17 years.
Wow.
Similar sentiment can be seen on the domes of gents from California and Arkansas.
So this is going to be that same sort of thing where we had to decide whether we could envision ourselves shitting in somebody else's yard. This is one of those where I have to wonder what's going on in his head. And this is where you say, well, I don't think either one of us would do this, but really you
don't think Robert probably would,
but you wouldn't.
I don't think most likely either of us would get "fuck you" tattooed across our foreheads. By the way, I pulled up the prior mugshots for you and went ahead and just messaged them to you. So you can see it's like a time lapse.
Yeah,
of Mr. Angel Schettini, Alejandro Lopez, over time, both in and out of jail, it appears.
Right.
With "fuck you" on his forehead.
And I think one of those is his driver's license. It's got that blue background on it, and I don't think they use that for police, but who knows?
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I think probably you wouldn't know what the mugshot area of a police station or prison would look like, probably.
No, thankfully.
No, so very nice, Scutini, Angel, Alejandro Lopez Scutini.
.com.
.com/ fuck you tattoo. Yeah, I don't know, maybe.
I wonder if he's ever shit in somebody's yard. I bet he probably has. I would put money on it. I think a couple sours down on that.
I think that guy would. I bet you would. I know you're probably trying to get rid of some. I would think this guy's done a lot worse than that. You know?
Yeah.
You get a slap on the wrist if you shit on somebody's yard, but if you...
That's littering.
Yeah, I mean...
Oh, man. Well, this last story is going to take us to our friends at World News Daily Report, which ironically is going to keep us in the state of Ohio.
It's more of a coincidence than an irony, though.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't on purpose. It just happened to be that way. But tell us about a lottery winner who showed up naked for his work shift.
That's not ironic, though.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to myself. He showed up naked for his work shift at the Walmart store with his boss's face tattooed on his ass. And looking at the picture, I think that his boss was Dr. Phil. A Walmart employee from Cincinnati found a very unusual way to leave his job after winning $13.2 million at the lottery, showing up entirely naked for work with the store's manager's face tattooed on his butt.
It'd fuck you on his forehead.
Fuck you on his forehead. And he was banging a chick from Denmark. 47-year-old Jerry Smith Scatini won $13,215,000.
Angel Lopez Alejandro.
.net. Jackpot a few weeks ago at the Powerball lottery, an event that visibly changed his perception of his job at a Walmart superstore. He's going to lose his discount. After 17 years at his job without any incident, he was involved in several heated arguments with his supervisor over the last week and was suspended from work for 2 days for disciplinary reasons.
Oh, man.
This morning, he pushed the confrontations a step further, showing up for work completely naked and bearing a tattoo of the store manager's face on his butt cheek.
I like it.
According to his coworker, Karen Miller, who witnessed everything, she probably took pictures with her Cricket phone. Mr. Smith arrived at work totally naked and kept cussing and yelling obscenities for 45 minutes until he was arrested. He arrived drunk and naked 45 minutes late for his shift. He immediately began showing his ass to everyone and cursing the store manager and the company at the top of his lungs.
Naturally.
who hasn't done that? Ms. Miller claims he defecated on the manager's desk and caused mayhem for more than half an hour before he was arrested and escorted out of the store by the police. I get it that he won the lottery and he chose to quit, but he didn't have to act like a jerk and traumatize 100 customers by running around naked and screaming like a maniac. Mr. Smith was arrested and filed with 113 criminal charges, including 111 charges of indecent exposure, as well as public intoxication and vandalism, causing more than $2,500 in damages. If found guilty, he faces up to 67 years of imprisonment and a fine of up to $765,000. He was also fired from his job at Walmart for disciplinary reasons, as he should be. And now he's got to take $765,000 out of his $13 million that he just won and hand it over, running around with a bad tattoo of Dr. Phil on his butt.
Throughout this entire story, I couldn't help but think $13 million, you could generate over $500,000 a year in income without ever really touching your principal.
So that just came to you while you were
through this whole thing. I was thinking, man, if I had $13 million, I'd be all right.
Yeah, I could make it.
Yeah, and I love how these World News Daily Report stories are always like the numbers that they just throw out there at the end of these stories. 113 criminal charges, which, by the way, only 111 are indecent exposure and public intoxication vandalism. So I'd love to know what the other two are.
Littering, since you shit on the desk.
Well, that's true too. And $2,500 in damage, right. And 67 years of prison and up to $765,000.
It's random numbers, Rob.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know, clearly that's the statutory numbers that the court assigned to this case. And great. As always, World News Daily Report coming through on the clutch for us to finish up the episode. And
close out with a bang.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, did you hear about the Florida woman who was arrested for forcing her boyfriend to eat the hamster he gave her for Valentine's Day?
They should. Put it in a roll with some cicadas on it.
Oh, yum, yum. Some cicada tacos, maybe?
Yep. Yep. Holly's eating those, I think, after she's drinking her sours. Now, have they shown up there yet?
No. Well, so they're up in Michigan, but I believe they're all in the Ann Arbor area, in a very specific location on some sort of nature preserve or something like that. So they have not shown up here near my house, and that's quite all right.
Yeah. Now, is that Ann Arbor the other side of the hand? You look at Michigan because you know it's on the hand.
No. So if if I'm here, then Ann Arbor's like here.
Oh, so I mean, it's close.
It takes me about if I were to leave right now, I'd be in Ann Arbor in about an hour or so. It's not too
far. So that's close. That's not bad at all.
No, not at all.
Okay.
I should go now.
You should bring some home. Have them. It's tomorrow's Friday. That way you have a treat for the weekend.
Yeah. Usually I like to go to the bar on Friday, but.
Yeah. Well, you went the other day and got some beer. So, Well, 157 will have to wait a week, but we'll definitely be back and we'll come up with some more great stories for you to entertain you. Hopefully bring a smile to you for your week.
We would only hope so.
Yeah.
That's all we ask. That's all we ask is that you listen to our show and smile.
Tell friends about it too. Remember at the beginning, like the first episodes, we spent the first 25 minutes telling people to share the show with friends and then
share it and show it.
It's probably Kelly that said, would you guys just cut it out? Now all she wants to know is how many episodes it was in a row. We have to report that back to her.
All I want to know, where is the fuck is Mr. Cocky Nuts?
You're going to have to go get to the bottom of this.
I'm going to beat some asses.
Well, I'll see you in a week or so.
I'm not going to beat it. All right, see you in a week or so. The preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own, not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.